Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday,
motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Friday.
There they go.
Is this an Olympic sport?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Gold. Silver. Bronze.
We made it through another week, and I don't know about anyone else, but this week has felt pretty long. So I am so happy it's Friday. Let's get to Eric from Tacoma. Eric, are you there? Eric?
Hello?
Eric?
Yeah, I'm here.
Woo! Thought we lost you.
I'm here.
Eric.
I'm here.
This is very exciting. Because if you beat Migs today, I am going to send you a one-of-a-kind Daily Migs gold medal. And they are so cool. And I'm currently rocking one because I'm number one.
It looks great on you, Sarah.
Thank you.
I like you as a champion.
Shout out to our boy Justin in Ferndale who created these beautiful things.
It's amazing what 3D printers, what gold people can make.
Yeah.
It's gold,
and, in the comfort of their own home.
All right, I'm Sarah, your host, and it is time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Eric has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Queen had the 70s hit song titled We Are the What?
Champion.
You know it. Winners at the Paris Olympics will receive medals made from old pieces of what famous monument?
Pass.
What president is on the nickel?
Franklin?
No.
Roosevelt?
No.
Lincoln?
No. What two actors play the title characters in the new movie Deadpool and Wolverine?
Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds.
Yes. Most children have how many baby teeth?
30?
No.
32?
No.
28?
No. Who is your dad's sister to you?
My aunt?
Yes. Kelly Ripa played Haley Vaughn in what soap opera?
Pass.
What band had the hit songs Like a Stone and I Am the Highway?
Aerosmith? No.
No.
Pass.
Which is the largest country in South America by area?
Was it Audioslave?
It was Audioslave. And Eric?
I missed the last question.
Well, you got 4 correct.
Right.
You know, I don't even know if that would be a bronze.
Wow,
Sarah.
What? Do y'all think it's going to be a gold? Let's be real.
I mean, if Migs gets the gold, then he would get the silver, regardless of score.
Is it even silver performance worthy?
Ooh. Ouch.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. It's
Savage
Friday.
Savage Sarah today.
It's now I'm really rooting.
It's Friday. She's a little salty. Still hung over from Wednesday.
Yeah. And I may have drank a little bit last night, too.
Hair of the dog.
Yeah, exactly. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Queen had the 70s hit song titled We Are the What?
Champions.
Yes. Winners of the Paris Olympics will receive medals made from old pieces of what famous monument?
The Eiffel Tower?
Yes.
Really?
What president
That's cool.
is on the nickel, isn't it?
The nickel. Lincoln.
No.
Washington.
No.
Huh. Jefferson.
Yes.
What?
What two actors play the title characters in the new movie Deadpool and Wolverine?
Hugh Jackman, Ryan Reynolds.
Wow, correct. Most children have how many baby teeth?
24.
No.
12.
No.
22.
Ooh, no. Who is your dad's sister to you?
Where in America are you asking this question? No, I'm kidding. Is that your aunt?
It is. Yeah. Kelly Ripa played Haley Vaughn in what soap opera?
Days of Our Lives.
No.
Young and the Restless.
No.
General Hospital.
No. What band had the hit songs Like a Stone and I Am the Highway?
Audio Slave.
You know it. Which is the largest country in South America by area?
I don't know. Peru?
No.
Portugal?
Oh my gosh.
Argentina?
No. You sound so sad.
Because I don't know any. I know none of those are probably in South America.
But you do know a lot of soap operas, which I was impressed with.
I was trying to think of the shows that my mom used to watch when I was a kid and I was stuck at home.
You got 6 correct, which is a win, 6-4.
Do I get the gold medal?
I mean.
I don't know. It looks really good on me.
It does look good on you.
Well, luckily we have a few.
We do. But maybe. We'll see. Yes, you named a lot of soap operas, but you did not say All My Children. Does anyone know how many teeth children are born with?
20.
There we go.
Oh, it's just 20.
Yeah, just 20.
Even, yes.
Yeah, definitely not 12.
I was just thinking it would be really funny if a kid only had 12 teeth.
That might be unnerving.
That would be creepy, yeah. Which is the largest country in South America by area?
Brazil?
Yes.
Easy.
Wow.
Oh, of course, because you got it right.
How cool is that the medals will be like with pieces from the old Eiffel Tower?
I love that.
I didn't even realize that there was an old Eiffel Tower.
Me either.
Well, I'm sure they've had to replace sections of it over the years, you know?
And it's cool that they kept those parts, though.
Because they knew they were going to have a purpose.
Yeah?
I guess so. Well, congratulations, Steve. You won.
Rockaholics, we have partnered up with Mary's Place once again to help put brand new shoes on local kids in need.
It's Kicks for Kids, and you haven't gone with us in the past. We've gone and met the kids and handed over these brand new shoes, and it's one of the most amazing experiences. So we're looking forward to doing it again and raise as much money as humanly possible. The more money we raise, the more kids get brand new shoes just in time for the school season.
What's so awesome is last year, thanks to you, Rockaholics, Mary's Place was able to help out nearly 4,000 kids, and this year our goal is $20,000. You can head to KISW.com to make your donation and to get more details.
The Daily Migs Show.
A new survey is out. It asks people if they have been feeling more positive or more negative as they age. And overwhelmingly, people feel more positive as
okay.
they age.
Well, clearly not asking people that are on social media. Because I feel like social media is just a cesspool of negativity.
So then they wanted to dive a little deeper into the negativity, and they found that of those who said they're feeling more negative as they age, they feel more sour beginning at the age of 42. 42. That's the negativity switch year.
That's when I started hating everybody.
Sarah, you're almost 42. How are you feeling?
No, I'm not.
Look how negative she said.
I know. She just gets really negative real quick.
Ever since she turned the corner on the 40s, she's been such an angry person.
Sarah, I think that Steve Miggs is still closer to 42 than you are, so.
That's right.
Just the other direction.
I think Steve and Danny both want to get punched today.
Yeah, you better be quiet there, Tipsy Taryn.
So people were asked what they felt most irritated about recently, and here are some of the top answers.
Oh, I'm curious to see if we get negative about these as well.
No. Grocery prices.
Yeah, if my wife tells me about them, I think it's best that she doesn't. Because sometimes she'll come home and she's like, I was able to keep it under $300. I'm like, wait, we're above $200 now? When did that happen?
Have you seen the prices of potato chips these days?
No.
A bag of Doritos is like $6 for one bag.
And most of that is air.
Yes.
So I dropped about $10 on a jar of marinara sauce yesterday.
That's ridiculous. ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, granted, it said Brooklyn in the title, and I spent a little extra because it said Brooklyn in the title. My wife said, did you buy this jar of pasta sauce because it has Brooklyn in the title? I'm like, yes.
You just got to lower your standards, man. I bought some marinara for 99 cents the other day.
Mm. What brand was this? Safeway Select?
Probably. I have no idea, but it was delicious.
Are you sure it was marinara sauce and it was just watered down ketchup?
That's probably what it was. And you can also fix the Brooklyn thing. You just get a Sharpie, shred it there.
That's fair.
Yeah. Maybe double check the expiration date. I don't know.
You know, I ain't going to lie. It was delicious, though. Right, because it's from Brooklyn. Like, everything from Brooklyn's delicious.
Do you feel negative about crowds?
On the
heels of
the
a Pearl Jam concert.
You know, honestly, I do get a little anxiety going to places where there's like a large number of people, like concerts, because I'm like, oh, it's going to get overwhelming. I did not feel that yesterday. I think there's just a certain vibe of all of us being Pearl Jam fans, and we're just so excited to be there. And it was like almost like a lot of high fives, like people you haven't seen in forever, and just like the excitement of being there to see this band. Like that, I didn't get that yesterday at all.
Yes, I agree. What about tipping culture?
Yes. Because I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to tip and what I'm not supposed to tip, because I feel like every single thing you purchase gives you an option. Like last night, for example, bought a T-shirt. They turn around the thing so I can sign it, and it has a button. How much do you want to tip?
Yeah.
And of course I do, because I don't know what the hell else to do. Like, I mean, I'm bad with my money. So I'm like, and the person's always very appreciative. And I'm thinking, they are busting their tail back there selling the merch. I mean, how is that any different than someone busting their tail at a restaurant? Like, why do we determine a person serving his food at a restaurant's better and deserving of a tip as opposed to someone who's like sifting through T-shirts and stuff? But it's still annoying.
Okay, I have a question about tip culture.
Okay.
When you pick up takeout, do you tip the same amount that you would if they were serving you?
100%. I don't tip 100%. I tip 20% no matter what. But if I'm somewhere where the service is even better than like my minimum, then of course I'm going to up it. I wouldn't do that with takeout.
What percentage did you do for your T-shirt last night?
Whatever the highest was. I think it was 18%.
Yeah.
I know. I'm a sucker.
Here's the thing, though.
I probably could have given a 10% tip, and the lady would have been very appreciative of it, but I'm just like, I'll hit the big button.
I always think about it in places like the big venues, like, you know, the Live Nation venues or, like, the Climate Pledges. Like, I'm always like, I justify it in my mind of, like, the merch people are hired by Climate Pledge, so I'll tip, like, probably lower on those ones. But like if you go to a show like in they're touring with the band, yeah. I always give them a tip, because at that point they're just like the band. They're on tour. They're just not getting paid what the band's getting
paid. Getting crammed in that van with those stinky bandmates.
Exactly.
And they're stuck in a hotel room with them. They're doing just as much. They're probably working even harder. They're probably the ones that are loading the gear as well after the shows. Exactly. Yeah, I don't blame you for tipping them.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue.
Thank you.
We'll drop a one-second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're going to get shook.
It is time to play the game Hook or Shook. This morning, our contestant is Eric in Eatonville. Eric, good morning. Are you ready to play Hook or Shook?
Yes, I am.
All right. So you have to get both songs right to win. The first one, he's totally on his own. Second one, a member of our show at random has to get it right for you. If you don't get it right, you're going to lose, and caller number 9 will get the tickets. So let's see who you are playing with. Will it be me, Migs, or Sarah?
Sarah, Taryn. And it's landing on yours truly, Steve Migs. Let's do this. I'm fired up.
You guys are a dream team. I can feel it.
Yeah, we're going to win these tickets, Eric.
Are you ready for your first song?
Sure.
All right, here it is.
Oh, play that again.
Sorry, I was talking.
Sounds like Foo Fighters. Gosh, I don't even know the name of the song.
Would you like Steve Migs to give you a hint?
Sure.
I know the name of the song, but I can't think of a good hint. I'm going to...
I know it's Foo Fighters.
Oh, I got a good one. Someone that is a faker.
A faker?
Yeah.
Oh, where it comes to my head is imposter. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this. My mind is blank.
One more hint.
You want to hear it one more time?
Sure.
Things that children like to do.
Oh, gosh.
Is that bad?
Yeah.
This is a hard one to give a hint for, I tell you.
I kind of want to know what he's referring to now, but...
I got one more hint. If I'm really going to spoon feed this one, though. Rhymes with Schmishmender.
Oh, my God.
Schmishmender.
I think that's all the hints you're allowed to give, Steve.
No, you can't
give
any more.
Come on, rhymes with Schmishmender. He's a faker. And kids like to do it. These are good hints.
These are very good hints.
You got this, Eric.
Are you serious? I'm drawing a blank. Oh, my God.
Oh man, Eric. Sorry, Eric.
You're going to get so mad when we say what it is. Here's my other hint. A female-fronted rock band from the 80s. Nah.
Joan Jett or Steve Nicks.
Okay, I got one.
The song is
Pretender.
Pretender.
Dang,
oh my gosh. Wow.
Sorry, Eric, but we appreciate you playing the game, my friend.
Don't kick yourself too hard, but man, we really tried our best to help you win this one, my man.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's a new report out on the world's most stressful tourist traps.
Okay.
It looked at over 80 popular tourist destinations and analyzed the visitor reviews. So it's looking for words that are maybe a negative association.
Like worst place ever.
Overrated.
Okay.
Tourist trap. Underwhelming.
And I'm not a big tourist guy. We've talked about that before. Like, I don't get, whenever we're on a vacation, my wife's like, oh, should we go check out, insert whatever the big tourist attraction is? I'm like, I don't care. Like, the idea of just going somewhere and waiting in line to just see something doesn't, like, I can just find it on the internet. I know I sound like such a weirdo, but I just have never really cared about tourist attractions. But the weird part is the number one most stressful tourist attraction I've been to so many damn times.
And it is Times Square.
And I did, because I grew up in New York, and lots of times, especially like when I bring my wife back for the first few times, we'd have to make it a point. Like, that's where you start. You stop at Times Square and then just kind of figure it out from there. Walk wherever, go wherever. But that's a good, easy spot to begin with. But I don't disagree. It sucks.
What?
Did you ever go
there
for
so many times? And I want to go back every time I go to New York. I love it so much.
What do you love about it?
The lights, the people, the action. You just feel special,
I like one of the three that you said. I do like the lights. It's pretty cool. But there's too many people. There's people trying to sell you everything from like their rap record to some kind of boat tour. It's just like, it's too much.
Is there like street performers and stuff like
too?
Yeah, they got the naked guy that plays the guitar.
I'll go for that.
The more I talk about it, I kind of do like that.
See, it gets better and better when you talk about it.
Have either of you ever done like New Year's Eve there and done
the
fireworks thing?
No.
Because I've heard that people wear adult diapers and sit out there for it.
Yeah, once you got your spot, you don't want to lose it. And you're freezing.
I want to do that so bad. I want to do that, and I want to go to the Macy's Day Parade. The problem is no one wants to go with me. And I don't want to go alone.
Yeah, don't look at me. I don't want to go do that.
Yeah, no one does. I'll wear a diaper to be able to go to New Year's in Times Square.
Prove it. Wear a diaper right now.
Right now.
Sarah's new solo mission.
Dude, I'm looking at some of the reviews because I was curious. Like you said, it's based on reviews, and some of the reviews are pretty funny. Like one person wrote, "It's not even shaped like a square. It's actually a triangle." What a waste of time. Not even sure if there's a clock to tell time.
Wow.
I think they're joking, but this one might be a little bit more serious. It's dirty, it's crowded, it's touristy, it's expensive, it stank like urine. I saw two dead rats on the sidewalk, full of homeless people and cops, didn't feel very safe, even despite the visible police protection, stayed in a nearby hotel to get the New York City experience, and I'll never stay here again.
Yeah. The world's most stressful tourist trap is Times Square.
The Daily Migs Show.
Celebrities are just like us, much like Steve Miggs and Danny V. Jason Kelsey recently confessed to not washing his feet in the shower.
This all started from a tweet that I guess went out there. Somebody tweeted at Jason, and it is such a great insult. And I love Jason because he just seems like a cool dude that he can even laugh at himself. So someone tweeted and it just said, Jason Kelsey looks like he doesn't wash his legs or feet.
Wow.
Take that for however you want. So I don't know if he was vanity searching or somebody just tagged him eventually because the original tweet didn't tag him. It was just somebody with their, you know, shower thoughts. And so he responded and just said, what kind of weirdo washes their feet? And man, oh man, just like Sarah and Taryn. And I think Danny, you're on my side, right?
100%.
Yeah. So everybody's shaming him. But then there were a few people that even shared the great picture of your body and what a guy scrubs on his body in the shower, where it's just basically the armpits, the crotch, and then the face.
What about the buns?
Eventually, it gets to that. But basically, anything from the thighs down, the water will get that.
That is not true. And you know what? You know who agrees with me on this? A soap maker by the name of Cynthia Jennings. She is the owner of Sweet Harvest Farms. She caught wind of this and then was interviewed by TMZ. And she said that what Jason is doing is not only unsanitary, but it's dangerous.
Any floor in any house at any time can have over 764 bacteria per square inch. And so that's kind of gross in itself. But, you know, fungus, that's where athlete's foot comes from. It's when you don't wash your feet properly, dry them properly. And it's very rare, but that fungus can actually infiltrate your bloodstream, which can actually lead to death. Now, that's rare, but it can happen. And so, especially for an athlete, it's kind of odd that, you know, I hope he was just kidding.
He wasn't kidding. It's not going to kill you. I love that. It might kill you. It's very rare. It's almost like no chance of it happening. And also, take the source.
Steve, can I help?
Yeah, exactly. Right. A soap maker tells you you should use soap. It's like somebody saying, washing your windows is good for your health. Then you find out the study was done by Windex.
Thank you.
You're like, shut up, lady.
Also, Steve, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
And I hope to God it's the same as me. How many times have you gotten athlete's foot in your life?
0.0.
Thank you. Same here.
And I have taken showers in some funky places in the world. And when I play hockey, granted, I try and wear flip-flops. Yeah. But there have been a few times where I didn't. And boy, I really did think that my feet were going to fall off. I'm like, this is not really smart.
Right.
Okay, so quick question for you.
I'm not saying that athlete's foot doesn't exist.
No, I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm saying I have never washed my feet, and I have never caught an athlete's foot.
So, birds aren't real, neither is athlete's feet.
Thank you.
If you're not going to take the advice of a soap maker, whose theories would you trust?
My life.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, as far as like washing.
I'm in my 40s. I barely ever wash my feet, and I'm still alive, and my feet are still on the bottom of my ankles.
I'm going to take the advice of Steve Miggs.
Yeah.
He is the one authority that I will listen to on washing your feet.
I lived it, sister.
Yeah.
So
lived it.
A dermatologist, a doctor, that's not going to be good enough.
No, why would someone trying to pawn soap on me?
No.
She's not a doctor. She's a soap maker.
I just want to say, I have never seen Steve, you or Danny, get so defensive over something.
Because I'm sick of this.
Yes, me too.
Are you sick of it? Maybe because you realize you probably just should wash your feet?
No. I'll be honest with you. A couple of weeks ago, I did wash my feet for you ladies.
Oh.
And I almost texted you. I was like, that's a weird text to just send out there and be like, hey guys, just got out of the shower. Just want to let you know, scrubbed my feet.
And how did it feel?
No different than not scrubbing my feet.
And you guys didn't even notice. You know what? I've been listening, and neither one of you complimented on his clean feet.
Right.
So you know what? I don't want to hear it from you guys anymore.
It's like, so of course a soap maker recommends you use more soap. That's like when dentists recommend a certain toothbrush. Someone said,
you
Steve
could
and Danny's
die.
Feet are probably clear a room when they take off their shoes.
Nope.
You know what? We could do a smell test.
Yeah, we could.
We could do a week where I scrub my feet and you guys have to smell my feet.
I'm going to gag. I'm going to throw up.
I'm just going to rub my feet on you both every morning and you're going to not even be able to tell.
I mean, that's a little aggressive, but you know what? I'm in for science.
I honestly think that Taryn and I's feet will smell better regardless of if we wash them or not. But because we do wash them, they'll definitely smell better.
That's the challenge. We need to find somebody who's willing to be blindfolded and they have to smell all of our feet.
There's a lot of foot fetish people out there. We might get some of those.
I mean, I was going to think maybe Jason, our production director, could do it.
Or Ryan Castle, yeah.
I think Jason would quit probably before we asked him to smell our feet.
I don't know.
He seems like he'd be into it.
Yeah, for the girls, but I don't think for Steve and I.
Do you think if we brought him in the room, he would smell our feet?
No, what? Okay. No,
tune in tomorrow at this time as Jason, our production director, smells all of our feet to determine whose feet smell the best.
And then we'll go straight to the comments.
This is so gnarly.
You asked for it.
I know.
And your feet washing propaganda.
Yeah. You guys, if you just didn't wash your feet, we wouldn't be having this argument.
There's
or
no if you guys
chance.
Just did wash your feet.
Not too much effort.
Someone said, it makes you wear socks all the time or only when you have to? Because I never wash my feet, but I wear socks the least amount of time possible. Never have any problems.
This is so weird.
See, and I wear socks all the time and I wear shoes all the time. So my feet are great.
It's time for us to fight back, Danny.
It really is.
I'm sick of you guys, you know, mocking us and judging us because we don't wash the bottom of our feet.
Because we're putting good hygiene practices out into the universe. Cool.
How dare you?
The Daily Migs Show.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today is International Coworking Day. So I guess have some fun with your coworkers. Maybe they'll sing the national anthem to you in whatever country you're in, since it is an international thing. It's also National Handholding Day. Did you really put your hand out?
Yeah.
You want me to hold your hand?
Yeah. We should start every show.
I love
Danny.
This.
Danny?
You know what? I'm too far from you guys. I can't. Sorry.
Oh, jump over.
Jump over.
Steve, your hands are very cold.
That performance of the song made me feel cold and dead inside.
When you hold hands with your wife ski or spouse,
I don't really hold hands with my wife that much anymore.
But do you hold like this or do you do the interlocking fingers?
You gotta interlock.
Now we're interlocking fingers. This is getting weird, guys.
I like all of this, actually.
Steve looks so uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable right now. This feels like I'm at church when they have those moments where like everybody, even if you don't know the person to the left or to the right, you hold their hand and I don't. And then all of a sudden I feel the guy kind of like nudge his hand against my hand and I'm like, oh crap, this is getting awkward. Let's hold hands, fine.
So we're doing it for the
entire rest of the show. Yeah.
This is gonna be. Can we just do it for the rest of the DMD?
Yes.
I don't know how to scroll with that.
Okay, I'll give you your hand back.
All right, cool.
I feel sweaty now.
Me too. You guys are very warm. That was nice.
I have to wash my hands twice.
All right, well, I don't even know what to do anymore. What the hell happened right there? It's your fault.
I derailed us. I'm so sorry.
She's so uncomfortable.
This is like the biggest fear whenever I would like go somewhere where they're like, everybody hold hands. And I'm like, you'd be like a circle. And you're like, I don't know these dudes. Do they want to hold my hand? Because I don't want to hold theirs, but I also want to be rude.
You can't be rude. You just got to go for it.
Especially not on National Handholding Day.
And then how firm of a hand holds? Like, do I grab them and hold on for dear life?
Yeah, you got to establish dominance.
Do I do like a limp hand?
No.
Do I do the little finger tickle?
Yeah.
These are the things that go in my head.
Finger tickle.
I used to do that when we were younger. You'd shake someone's hand and you give them a little finger tickle and see what happens.
I do like a finger tickle.
I bet you do. Let's talk about this thing that happened. Have you ever forgotten something while you were traveling?
Yes, and usually it's earrings.
Earrings, okay. Earrings. What about you, Sarah?
I forgot my belts.
Your belt? How
yes.
many belts do you bring?
Well, I brought like three. I usually bring three. A little sparkle. Well, you know, there's I have different
three
options.
Belts?
And I forgot them all.
Her
my
championship
pants were falling
belt
down.
As well. Danny, do you forget anything when you travel?
Mostly just like, you know, actually the thing is contact solution.
Ooh.
I forget okay. it every single time and I have to go find a freaking CVS.
Well, there was a big study. I was just done asking a bunch of people and said, hey, what is the top thing that you forget? Number one, none of you said it, phone charger. 34% of people forgot that. Number two, toiletries. That kind of goes in line with the little... And then number three, hands to hold. It's very odd. No. Sunscreen. I feel like all those destination places like Hawaii, Florida, any place that you're going and bathing in the sun, they make a killing on sunscreen.
Because you need the big bottle.
Yeah. And they jack the price up way more than you should have to pay for that. But that's what's going on. And also wallet, water bottles, things along those lines, socks. The only thing I remember us forgetting while we were on vacation was a stroller.
Oh, no.
But we intentionally forgot it because we bought it for Disneyland because it was a lot easier to travel around. You could just buy one for $50 as opposed to renting one for 2-3 days, which is like $50 a pop. And then at the end of it, we're like, what are we going to do with this Mickey Mouse stroller? So we just left it in the hotel room.
There you go.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to get it at some consignment shop,
hey,
I bet.
Consider it a tip to the cleaning crew.
Oh, that's so kind of you.
I know.
You.
Thank you. You want to hold my hand again?
Yeah. A window washer had to be rescued after he got stuck on the side of Alabama's tallest building. He was 450 feet up in the air. And since he had a little bit of time waiting to be rescued, he decided to call up his mom just to say hi and let her know what was going on. Here is Jared and his mom talking about the incident.
50-50 shot. Either it's going to lock or it's not. And when it locked, I was like, okay, well, here we go.
He calls me a lot from work, and he said, hey, Mom, I'm stuck here on a ledge, and I'm just hanging out here, you know, waiting until to see if Will will be able to get me down. And I was like, oh, okay.
We haven't had many problems out of our equipment. We've noticed things that we were trying to get replaced and haven't had the chance to.
Jared has always been kind of a daredevil, and he always, if it's a high-risk job, he's like, sign me up.
I'm trying to think of who I would call if I was stuck on a... I'd call you?
Yeah.
And be like, Danny, what are you doing? You want to come hang out?
I'd just be like, hey, I can see you.
They'd be calling my boss, like, can you get me down already? This sucks.
I do get real excited, though, when the window washers are, like, right outside the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is a wild, wild job. It's fun to watch.
Could you do it?
Hell no.
Even on a scaffold with, like, a harness attached?
Nope. I like roller coasters and things like that, but I don't really like that kind of heights.
Would you go on a ride? Like, I mean, if they said, hey, you could come up with us for one, just one time, go up and go right back down.
I mean, my stomach turned just thinking about it. I mean, maybe I would.
I like to think I would, but I don't think I could do it. That would just be too scary. Mm-hmm. Sarah, would you do it?
Absolutely. In a heartbeat.
She says yes to everything.
Well, if you're
yeah,
attached.
That's George.
And if you're attached and then you're just dangling there, you're still surviving. Well. You're just dangling.
Just dangling right there.
Yeah.
Hey, the Mariners are taking on the New York Mets at home. And then how about this tomorrow? I don't know if you guys know this, but your Seattle Seahawks.
Go Hawks.
First preseason game taking on the Los Angeles Chargers in Los Angeles.
Let's go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Wait, is today the first Blue Friday? Did we forget it? Crap. I didn't even think about it.
I got a blue pen.
That counts.
I'll just put it on my ear. Boom. Problem solved. That's the DMD and that's what's up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.